Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Friday roundup. I hope you've enjoyed our episodes this week, but just in case you missed something, we're going to go through each episode and just give a brief overview of the things that we talked about. I hope it will catch you up on what you might have missed. And if you hear something in there that sort of inspires you again, well, that's even better. So here we go. Let's jump right back in and look at Monday, where we talked about the song from Elevation Worship called Same God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6 says, "I, the Lord, do not change." Oh, wow. What a powerful thing to hang on to and to remember that God does not change. He is consistent. The way he was in the past is the way he is now and the way he will be in the future. God doesn't change. That is such a powerful truth, especially when God has declared also that he loves us. He's with us and he's for us. And he's not going to change his mind about that either. He's never going to give up on us. He's never going to decide that we are a lost cause. He is always going to be there for us. And it's such a powerful and beautiful reminder of God's love for us. And to keep anyone from arguing, well, that's an Old Testament verse, it doesn't apply today, this is what Hebrews 13:8 says, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The scripture tells us that God doesn't change, that Jesus doesn't change, that God is constantly there for us. The song by Elevation Worship is a powerful one and a beautiful one. I hope you go back to Monday and listen to it if you missed it. It's great and you will enjoy it. Tuesday's episode was called The Prayer of a Child. It was a story about an 8-year-old boy named Gilbert whose scout troop gave him the materials to build a Pinewood Derby car that he hoped his dad would help him build. But his dad, being quite disconnected from his family, didn't want to help Gilbert do it. Gilbert's mother decided to step in, and she helped him. On the day of the races, his car did far better than he ever would have believed possible. He made his way through the eliminations down to the final race to decide who had the fastest car. Just before the race, he asked if he could pray first. He knelt down and gave a silent prayer. Then his car won the race. He was immediately asked after by one of the leaders of the scout troop whether he felt it was fair to ask God to help him win the race. And young Gilbert gave an astounding answer. He said, "I didn't ask God to help me win the race and beat someone else. That wouldn't be fair. I just asked him to help me not to cry when I lost." Young Gilbert was amazingly wise. He understood what our relationship with God really is all about. It's not about God helping us to do better than anybody else. It never is about that. It's always about God helping us to be the best that we can be. And then we are able to be and fulfill what God wants from us. It's an amazing thing that God can do. He helps each one of us to become our very best. And it's not part of comparing to anybody else. It's just all about what he wants to do in us. No one likes to be criticized, and yet there appear to be many who love to be criticizing others, especially today. Many years ago when I was first pastoring, I had a lady attend the church for the first time and asked to sit down and meet with me. She came into my office and said, "I want to join your church and I want to be able to practice my spiritual gift." I said, "Well, what is your spiritual gift?" She said, "God has given me the spiritual gift of criticism." I told her we already had several people with that gift, but I believe that the church down the road didn't yet, so maybe she'd be happier there. Now, that's a true story. I really haven't exaggerated it very much. But that's the way our world around us is. There's people, whether they believe in God or not, who just seem to be overwhelmed with this need to criticize other people, to criticize businesses and governments and individuals and churches and pastors. Everybody around is open target for criticism. We will never be able to live our lives and have everyone we meet like us and agree with us. But here's what God's word says about us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. I love the way that the message puts this. "Don't pick on people. jump on their failures and criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has found a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and to be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, "Let me wash your face for you," when your own face is distorted by contempt? It's the whole traveling roadshow mentality thing all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of a just living your part. Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face, and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor. Yesterday's episode was called The 23rd. At the time of the writing of the 23rd Psalm, David had been king for 5 years. It is a psalm of remembering how God had shown him mercy and grace and care. And David knew that God would always be there for him. It's a powerful and beautiful psalm, one that is extremely well known by all of us. And because it's so well known, I wanted to share with you a slightly different translation of it. This comes from the Passion Translation. I think you will like it. It goes this way. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love, and his tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of until my heart overflows. So why should I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. And then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. And that's our week, my friends, one that I hope that you've been blessed by. And I pray that you will have a wonderful weekend, that you will be encouraged as you attend church on Sunday, that you'll spend time with your family and love on them. They need you and you need them. Have a wonderful weekend, my friends. And we will talk again on Monday.
Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.